Ashwini Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Have you ever noticed how some people seek patterns, similarities, and commonalities in every situation, while others immediately look for what's different, unique, or out of place? The way a person approaches problem solving, communication, and decision making, either by aligning with what's familiar, matching, or by focusing on distinctions, mismatching, shapes how they engage with the world. Ashwini Nakshatra, known for its quick instincts and pioneering spirit, tends to act first and analyze later. But planetary placements in different houses determine whether they align with existing structures or challenge them outright. If Mercury is in the third house in Ashwini, their approach is highly matching oriented. They focus on connecting ideas, identifying common patterns, and adapting to conversations effortlessly. They quickly grasp similarities between different concepts and people, making them skilled communicators, negotiators, and connectors. But if Mercury shifts to the ninth house, the approach becomes more mismatching oriented. They start challenging established ideas, questioning belief systems, and seeking alternative viewpoints, rather than simply aligning with what exists. If Rahu is in the 10th house in Ashwini, their mismatching approach is disruptive and rebellious. They don't just challenge authority, they seek to redefine leadership, career paths, and societal structures. They are driven to break conventions and stand out, often ignoring traditions in favor of radical reinvention. However, if Rahu is in the 4th house, mismatching applies more to personal identity and emotional security. They feel different from their family, reject conventional home life, and constantly seek to detach from traditional emotional conditioning. If Venus is in the 7th house in Ashwini, their approach becomes matching focused in relationships and partnerships. They seek common ground, harmony, and shared experiences, preferring stability over unnecessary confrontation. They work best in collaborative, balanced environments where mutual understanding is prioritized. But if Venus is placed in the 12th house, the approach shifts to mismatching in relationships, meaning they may feel disconnected from conventional expressions of love, seek solitude, or gravitate toward unconventional, karmic, or spiritually detached partnerships. If Jupiter is in the 2nd house in Ashwini, their approach to knowledge and wealth is matching oriented. They believe in following structured learning, cultural traditions, and expanding their resources through well-established methods. They trust historical wisdom, collective knowledge, and timeless principles. But if Jupiter moves to the 8th house, mismatching takes over. They reject mainstream education, challenge financial norms, and seek unconventional ways to acquire wisdom, such as esoteric studies or deep psychological analysis. If Ketu is in the 1st house in Ashwini, their mismatching approach is deeply instinctual and detached. They may feel out of sync with conventional expectations of identity, constantly redefining themselves in ways that set them apart from societal norms. If Ketu is in the 6th house, mismatching applies more to daily routines, health, and work ethics. They may reject structured jobs, resist medical traditions, or have an unconventional approach to discipline and responsibility. Ashwini Nakshatra naturally prefers taking the lead without waiting for validation. But planetary influences determine whether they seek alignment with existing systems or challenge them outright, whether they match to create stability or mismatch to break new ground. Their ability to move fast, think ahead, and carve their own path remains their greatest strength. Ashwini Nakshatra, time experience in time versus through time. Have you ever met someone who lives completely in the moment, fully immersed in every experience? While others seem to step back, viewing time as a structured sequence, planning ahead with precision? The way a person experiences time, whether they live in time, fully present, acting in the now, or through time, tracking past, present, and future as a linear progression, shapes how they engage with decision-making, priorities, and their perception of life's flow. Ashwini Nakshat, known for its quick instincts and action-first nature, naturally aligns with in-time thinking. But planetary placements on the 1st, 7th house axis can influence whether they are fully immersed in the present or operating with long-term awareness. If Rahu is in the first house in Ashwini, their experience of time is purely in time. They act impulsively, without much concern for past consequences or future strategy. They are always chasing the next big thing, constantly moving forward, seeking excitement and innovation without pausing for reflection. If Rahu is in the seventh house, the shift toward through-time processing emerges. They begin measuring their relationships and social impact across time, becoming more aware of long-term outcomes and how others perceive them in a broader sense. They may still crave speed, but now they calculate how their actions fit into a bigger trajectory of social or professional recognition. If Ketu is in the first house in Ashwini, their time experience is paradoxical. While they act quickly and instinctively, they often feel detached from time itself, as if they are merely flowing through life without being fully rooted in the present. They move through experiences with a sense of karmic inevitability, not dwelling on the past or planning the future, but simply allowing events to unfold. If Ketu is in the seventh house, their time experience becomes more through-time oriented in relationships. They may perceive partnerships as part of a karmic cycle, detached from immediate emotional involvement, but aware of long-term spiritual consequences. If Mercury is in the first house in Ashwini, their thinking remains in time, fast, and reactive, thriving in immediate discussions, quick decision-making, and short-term problem-solving. They process information in the now, making them great at spontaneous conversations, sales, and rapid intellectual exchanges. But if Mercury shifts to the seventh house, they develop a through-time awareness in social interactions, analyzing patterns in relationships, career negotiations, and strategic decision-making over time. They start anticipating outcomes rather than reacting instinctively, making them more diplomatic and measured. If Jupiter is in the first house in Ashwini, their sense of time is expansive but still largely in time. They experience life as a series of meaningful present moments, full of opportunity and learning. They thrive on instant action, trusting that wisdom will come through experience rather than pre-planning every step. If Jupiter moves to the seventh house, their perspective shifts toward through-time processing in partnerships, mentorship, and societal impact. They begin tracking long-term growth, measuring the impact of their actions over decades, rather than living purely in the now. If Venus is in the first house in Ashwini, their experience of time is sensory, pleasure-driven, and rooted in the moment. They focus on enjoying the present, immersing themselves in beauty, passion, and experiences as they unfold. Their decision-making is driven by what feels good in the now, rather than structured planning. If Venus is placed in the seventh house, this changes. They start tracking emotional bonds over time, understanding love and relationships as a continuous journey rather than a collection of isolated experiences. Their view of partnerships becomes less impulsive and more focused on long-term harmony and growth. Ashwini Nakshatra naturally leans toward in-time living, fully immersed in the now, moving with instinct, and making rapid decisions without being slowed by excessive planning. But planetary placements along the first seventh axis can introduce a more through-time awareness, shaping whether they operate purely on immediate instinct or develop a broader, more structured timeline for their actions and relationships. Whether they embrace the moment or measure their progress across time, Ashwini's strength lies in trusting their momentum, acting without hesitation, and leading the way into the unknown. Ashwini Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, places, activities, or things. Have you ever met someone who thrives in social settings, while others are more drawn to adventure, constant movement, or deep fascination with objects and ideas? The way a person finds motivation, through people, places, activities, or things, shapes how they engage with the world. Ashwini Nakshatra, with its fast-moving and action-first nature, is naturally drawn toward high-energy pursuits, but planetary placements in different houses determine their true driving force. If Rahu is in the 11th house in Ashwini, their motivation is people. They seek influential, unconventional individuals who can open doors to power and opportunity. They are driven by networking, social influence, and expanding their reach. But if Rahu moves to the fourth house, their focus shifts toward places. They feel restless in one location, craving movement, relocation, or a constantly changing environment that challenges their sense of stability. If Ketu is in the first house in Ashwini, their motivation drifts away from social interaction toward things and knowledge. They seek wisdom, abstract understanding, and hidden truths, often detached from material or social ambitions. If Ketu shifts to the seventh house, their interest in people becomes karmic and detached, making them drawn to spiritual or distant partnerships while maintaining strong independence. If Mars is in the 10th house in Ashwini, they are fueled by activity, excelling in high adrenaline, action-driven careers like entrepreneurship, military, or emergency response. If Mars moves to the second house, the focus shifts to things. They become resource-driven, seeking financial security, tangible assets, and wealth-building strategies. If Mercury is in the third house in Ashwini, their motivation is a mix of people and activities. They crave constant intellectual stimulation, communication, and rapid social exchanges. If Mercury moves to the 12th house, they become drawn to places and things, seeking foreign lands, secret knowledge, or hidden research, preferring solitude and behind-the-scenes work over direct interaction. If Jupiter is in the 9th house in Ashwini, they are driven by places, thriving in travel, philosophy, exploration, and expanding intellectual horizons. But if Jupiter moves to the 6th house, their motivation shifts toward activity, excelling in service, structured learning, and disciplined routines that contribute to problem-solving and teaching.